The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
This is why I miss physical travel agents, because we do everything online and you can make mistakes like booking the wrong city when you're trying to, you know, take a massive flight somewhere. And this Dutch teenager thought he was booking a flight to Sydney, Australia, accidentally caught a flight to Sydney, Nova Scotia.
How does that even happen? How does that happen? Because there's so many people checking your boarding pass and all of that. And how do you get through the gate?
I don't know.
Well, how does that even happen?
They probably said Sydney, and yeah, go on. You're good. You know?
But the seat, you know, when you scan the boarding pass, how does it line up with what the airline has and who they've got booked for that? So, I mean, I just don't know how, in the days of technology, how that even happens. But what a disappointment. Like, you're there and you're flying and you're expecting to see Sydney Harbour and the Opera House and the kangaroos, and then you get set down in some wintry bloody wasteland of Sydney, Nova Scotia.
This is the crazy part of this. It's not like I'm on the wrong plane, I'm going to get off. He actually ended up in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Yes, and he wasn't dressed for it because it's at the tail end of summer right now in Australia. So he'd packed light clothes. He gets to Nova Scotia. And it's like
18 feet of snow.
I mean, it could have been worse. He could have thought he was going to Paris, France, and wound up in Paris, Texas. That would be a bit of a shock, too, actually.
Oops.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Hey, if you're lucky enough to be getting a tax refund, what do you do with it? I mean, people hopefully do the smart thing. You pay off bills, or depending on how much it is, maybe it's like, okay, let's buy something for the house. Let's go on vacation. But you know what? There's actually strategically some things you could spend it on in April because these stereotypically go on sale this month. And I wasn't aware of half this stuff that they're going on sale in April, but it makes sense.
There are things like sneakers. Who knew that you could get a good deal on sneakers in April? Apparently, a lot of people buy them for spring, so stores and websites get pretty competitive with prices. And also, styles change, so they're trying to get rid of stock from last year.
I always put my big toe through the front of my sneaker.
To do? How big should be? You need to cut your toenails now and then, boo.
Is that what it is? I just think it's a flaw in the sneaker.
I don't think it's... Unless your big toe is extraordinarily long, how do you do that?
Every time. It doesn't matter what kind of sneaker brand.
Do you cut your toenails?
Well, I don't think they're gargantuan like knives, but maybe that's the problem.
Have you ever seen pictures on the internet, particularly in some Asian cultures where the women grow their toenails long? Have you ever seen some of those? And they're all painted up and it's like, whoa. Oh.
I know, that's crazy.
Oh, God.
How do you even get your feet into your shoes?
I know. Here's another thing, because we digress, as so often we do. Another good thing to buy in April are jackets. And that makes sense, too, because, you know, stores want to get rid of their winter stuff. They're bringing in all their summer gear. So if you need a big wintry jacket, this is the month to get it, because by next month, they'll put them all in the back room somewhere and you won't have access to them. Home improvement supplies. If you've got some DIY projects that you need doing around the house, now's a good time as we get into spring.
Pots, pans, and other ideas, blah, blah, blah. Tune up your car.
Whatever.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Last-minute vacations. Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, especially, well, April is considered an off-season because it's right after winter, but it's before summer, and Easter's smack right in the middle of it. So you might be able to get a good deal on flights and hotels, but you don't have time to plan it. But that'd be a nice thing to do with your tax refund, wouldn't it?
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
You know, I got lucky with both my kids. They cried the requisite amount of crying, like babies
do. What do you
mean?
That's the requisite. Did you have put your order in, did you? God, when you set my babies down, could I just have them no crying between 1 a.m. and, say, 5 a.m., if you'd be so kind, and no more than 5 minutes at a time? What do you mean the requisite?
Thank you. Yes. Well, they weren't colic. There's a couple friends. I actually don't physically recognize them anymore because their kid cries constantly and has been doing it for years now.
Oh.
It's terrifying. So if you're a parent that went through that, my heart feels for you. I know what you're going through. There is an end to it, and that's the good news. It's even worse, I guess, in Canada, because Canadian babies cry more than babies from any other country. Haley, and this is now verified.
It is verified. I mean, there was a whole study done on it. And if you don't believe it, we've got a recording of these actual Canadian babies as they listen to an actual Canadian sing their national anthem.
Oh, Canada, my home and native... Hey, could you quiet down a bit, you hosers? True patriot love in all thy sons command. Maybe they're hungry. Get them some Kraft dinner or something. Grab them some poutine. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide. Oh, maybe they're teething or something, eh? Get them a frozen hockey puck to suck on or something. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for the... Oh. Hey, what about, you know, you dip that pacifier in some maple syrup, eh? Oh, forget this then. Take off, eh?
Do you think Canadians really give a frozen hockey puck to their babies if they're teething? That's hilarious.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, pay close attention.
This was crushing news and controversial,
oh,
to say the least. How
could you? Could you be any more dramatic?
Yeah, a little bit, right? Crayola Crayons has decided to retire a color. And frankly, I don't know. How are you supposed to draw a sun without yellow, for crying out loud?
And we talked about this last week. They retired Dandelion, which was one of the yellow colors out of their 24-pack. Yeah. And now, to replace it, because otherwise you've got a 23-pack, what are you going to do? They're putting in a new shade of blue. And so, you know, don't let your little spirit be too crushed over there, Boo. There's a new color. And they're asking people to try and come up with a name for it, which is kind of problematic because, you know, was it the Navy or something that asked people on the internet to name the new ice cutter or whatever it was? It was Boaty McBoatface and stuff like that. You remember? And now
it's
Crayola
well.
Asking the internet to name their new blue color.
Crayola has turned to the internet to name its new shade of blue, and the internet has spoken. The new shade of Crayola's blue crayon will be called Bluey McBlueface. Oh, come on, internet.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
You can buy so many dumb things thanks to the internet. And apparently, across this fine country of ours, we are buying all of them. We've got a map up here. We should go through some of this. These are legitimate things most searched in various states across the country.
So, for example, in Arkansas, the things that are most searched for are tattoo sleeves. For people who can't just pull the trigger and you know, commit to a tattoo sleeves, and Paula Deen furniture. I mean, it's just random, isn't it? Things that people search for in Arkansas. What else we got?
Look at California. Baby on board sticker is the most searched thing in California.
Oh, God. Poke my eyes out. What about this? I love this in Idaho. Obviously, Idaho has a lot of dirty glass windows and things. People are searching ShamWows left and right.
The ShamWow.
You know the ShamWow, cleaning cloth thing? Oh, my God. Yep. I used to work with a guy who said, and I'm not joking, he said when he traveled, he used to take a ShamWow because the towels in the hotels he stayed at weren't very good, and he could get drier with a ShamWow than he could with a hotel towel. I don't know if he was originally from Idaho. I don't think he was. In Oklahoma, people are searching for zombie survival kits.
Don't tell me what happened on The Walking Dead finale. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my DVR.
In Alaska, ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yes.
Really?
I love my ugly Christmas sweater. Are you kidding me?
What else is there? People are strange.
Georgia is plaid pants.
Really?
How can that be the most searched thing?
I would think in Florida it would be that because people are, you know, it's more the retirement lifestyle and you're wearing plaid shorts to go golfing.
Yeah. Okay,
I wasn't sure that was such a big thing in
Georgia. Don't look at the map for a second. Let me try this one. What do you think the most searched thing in Colorado is?
Something to do with weed.
See? Thank you. That's exactly what I would have thought, too. No, not right. It's the Borat Mankini.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.